bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Let's get your Friday started right with the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 22nd of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. Well, Friday's starting out pretty good for Apple. They're about to be $1 billion richer. Yeah, if you didn't think they were rich enough already. That's because Google's giving them $1 billion just so they can stay the default search engine on the iPhone. Now, both companies have actually been, they haven't said anything. Let's just put it that way when it comes to this amount agreed upon. It only came out because of the Google-Oracle legal battle. And it ain't no secret that Google would actually prefer that these stats, yeah, stay on the lowdown. Another little interesting tidbit for you, too. Apple also apparently struck a revenue sharing deal with Apple as well. That's where Apple gets a cut every time an iPhone or iPad user sees a Google ad on the default search. So who says Google and Apple are rivals? Nah, as long as there's enough money going around, there's a lot of love to be had. Staying with that pile of money over there at Scrooge McGoogle headquarters, also part of the ongoing Oracle case, it's interesting to know that Android, yes, that little operating system that could, has actually generated $31 billion for Google. And of that $31 billion, $22 billion of it is complete profit. This is actually in complete contrast of what analysts over there at Goldman said, that they actually estimated Google generated $3 billion in ad revenue from searches on Android devices in 2014. Yeah, so there's about $28 billion off. Although it has to be said, take this with a little pinch of salt, because it's unclear how that the Oracle lawyer came up with those revenue and profit figures, and actually what assumptions those were based from. Of course, during the legal battle, neither Google nor Oracle are going to be around for comment. If it is true, that $1 billion they gave to Apple, yeah, it's chump change. A lot of money floating around in your Friday edition. Looks like IBM's got some money to spend, too. Because it looks like they might be trying to buy Ustream for $130 million. Only $130 million? What happened to all these billion figures? This is all according to Fortune, which actually notes that the relationship between IBM and Ustream actually dates back all the way to 2014. You remember that's when they teamed up for IBM's Bluemix cloud platform. It has to be said, though, $130 million is still a little bit cheap compared to what Amazon did. Remember when they bought Twitch? That was $970 million. Maybe IBM has less in the bank than we thought they did. Or they've just spent too much on that damn Watson computer. And finally, all right, well, this kind of stays along with money because it's about greedy Hollywood and all that sort of stuff. And our folks down there in Australia, you're not too happy today, I have a feeling, if you're a Netflix user. Yes, Netflix has begun blocking Australian users who try to access the U.S. content. Now, we haven't talked much about this, but, you know, a few weeks ago, Netflix said, hey, we're at 130 countries, woohoo, and everybody rejoiced. Then just last week, Netflix said, oh, by the way, if you're using a proxy or VPN, we're going to cut you off. Not thinking much of it. We've heard threats like this before, but it appears that they're really going to do it this time. According to the folks down there at Uflix, which, by the way, is a paid service that lets anyone in Australia change their IP address for quote-unquote entertainment purposes, Netflix has started blocking users viewing U.S.-only videos. In fact, if you are using such service, it'll actually say you seem to be using an unblocker or proxy. Please turn off any of these devices and try again. Now, while this is only affecting Australia right now, Netflix is saying it ain't going to be long before it affects the rest of the world. So no, it's not a matter of if this is going to happen to the rest of us, it's just a matter of when. That is until the proxies or VPNs come up with another idea, which I'm sure will happen. The never-ending cat and mouse Hollywood game. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Everything that's happening on British Tech Network, well, get on over to britishtechnetwork.com and check it all out. You can see what's happening. You can get all the great shows over there. The news show, of course. You got the gamer show, the big show, the Mac show. Of course, we've got our review section over there. You can check out all the great reviews on our blog over there. So much going on at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow British Tech, of course, too, on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger and the British Tech Slack Room. Running 24/7. Over there, britishtech.slack.com. Well, that wraps up your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. We're going to head into the weekend and do a little relaxation. I bet you're going to do the same, aren't you? Well, if you are, enjoy yourself. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, Friday, let's get funky. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.